Hello? What do I want? I want Cadbury.
The Cadbury Show! Hi, Perth. Hi, Elsie.
Hello, Jack.
Good eye. Yes, well, this is what a radio station looks like. It's very steamy in here. I suppose that's the hot air.
No, Perth. No, this isn't the station. This is the laundry next door. Come on.
You know, I've never seen a radio station before, Jack. Who's that rude person?
Oh, that's the sound effects man. Hey, Dick, do you know Elsie Smith? Well, your name rings a bell with him. Hey, tell me, how did the big court case go today? Open and shut case, huh? Hey, by the way, how's your girlfriend? Yeah, I know, but how is she? You engaged to her yet? Well, congratulations. He's given her a ring. Hey, did you take her out on Saturday night? In the car, huh?
Can I ask something now? Did you go up the mountain?
Yeah, I must have.
Hey, tell me, did you kiss her at Penrith?
No.
Well, did you kiss her at Lura?
No.
What about Katoomba? I say, what a rowdy person. I wouldn't like to live with him.
No, his girl wouldn't like that either. Come on, the main studio's in here.
Blimey, it's big, isn't it?
Shh, quiet, you'll be on the air in a minute.
Oh, hey.
Us? On the air? But, Jack, all those people in the audience, they'll frighten me.
Oh, don't worry, Perth, we outnumber them.
Jack, do you mean there's less than three people in the audience for your show?
Yeah, that's right. I can't get competitors for my quiz show, that's why I'm using you two.
But I thought you were always mobbed by women.
Yeah, I was, but not anymore. And it's all because I don't cry when I'm happy. No. No, Perth, if I don't have an audience full of women for next week's show, I'm through. Sunk, finished, fired, sacked.
Ah, for a moment I thought it was serious.
Perth, you've got to help me. Do you know where I can round up some women?
Yeah, over at Fred's place. He's rounding them up all the time.
Perth, who's Fred?
He's a corset manufacturer.
We welcome back an old friend of the Cadbury Show, Valda Bagnall, to sing the song from Desiree.
We meet again. Our heart skips a beat and then goes down to defeat again in willing surrender. In your eyes I see your memories rise, and on my lips I knew so much of you. I feel the fiery touch of you, and through the flame I see all our yesterdays. I love you a thousand ways, each one I remember. Though I know we met but a smile ago, I know you by heart as though our love had always been. So love me now, for we may never meet again.
Inside its shining purple and gold wrapper, Cadbury's Dairy Milk Chocolate keeps its rich, round flavor. That means that when you buy Dairy Milk, you enjoy fresh, deep-flavored chocolate in each thick, chunky square. The delicious melt-in-your-mouth flavor that has made Dairy Milk Chocolate world famous comes from the perfect blend of Cadbury chocolate and milk. There's a glass and a half of pure, fresh, full-cream milk in each half pound, smoothly blended with Cadbury quality chocolate. No wonder, for sheer eating pleasure, most people say Dairy Milk Chocolate comes first. Now, only 2 shillings for the quarter-pound block, Dairy Milk is your cue, everybody's cue, for I Want Cadbury's.
Yes, first, my boy, this business has got me worried. Maybe my charm is slipping. I don't know, I'm not getting any younger.
Nah, it's crook when you start feeling old.
How does it feel, Purse? Yeah. Anyway, I'm doing something about it. You know, I've arranged for a man to come around and knock me into a little bit of shape.
What's he gonna bring, a sledgehammer?
No, Purse, no. This man builds bodies.
Yeah? Well, get him to build one like Marilyn Monroe and send it to this address.
Hello, you boys. What are you up to?
We were just discussing bodies.
Well, that's rather a grave subject.
I'd bury that remark, too. Jack, this bodybuilding bloke, does he do anything with dumbbells?
Oh, yes, Percy, you'll be okay. Well, I'll tell you what this is all about. I've got a physical training instructor coming, you see. He's a tall, beautifully built, handsome fellow. You know, Elsie, you ought to put yourself into his hands.
I can hardly wait.
No. I mean that he'll build you up.
Why should I be built up?
Well, you got the foundation.
Was that a knock at the door?
It was a knock, but there's no door now.
Oh, well, that'll be the physical training man.
Oh, isn't he big and strong and handsome?
Elsie, meet Mr. Apollo.
Oh, this is an excruciating pleasure.
Pleased to meet you, Mr. Apollo.
Oh, any friend of Jack's can call me by my first name. Cuthbert. All right, then, you can put it in the next room there.
Hey, what's that gadget?
That's my patent steam box.
How does it work?
Well, first you get into the cabinet and you press button A. That starts it snowing. Then you press button B and iced water comes out. Then you press button C and a light frost settles in.
Aye, this is a steam box. How do you get warm?
You press button D and I rush in with a fur coat. Oh, dear. Oh, I must tell you, I had the most frightening experience coming up to your front door. I was attacked by a ferocious monster. There was a terrific struggle, but by sheer brute strength, I managed to beat it off. I never could stand a daddy long legs. Well, now, let's get on with the lumbering up exercises. Yes, we'll limber up now. Yes, come on, let's limber up. Jack, open the window and take a few big, deep breaths.
I can't do that.
You can't take a deep breath?
No, I can't open the window.
What about Elsie and me getting in on this? Do you reckon you could build me up?
You don't need building up. You need tearing down. Now, come along, everybody. Stand in the line. Now, first exercise. Jumping up and down the spot. Commence. Up, down, up, down, up, down. No. Here, you.
Oh, me?
Yes. You came down before I gave the command.
There wasn't much I could do about it, really.
In my class, you'll stay up until I tell you to come down. Now, actually...
Actually. I love the way you say actually.
Oh, do you really? I'll say it again if you like. Actually. I think before we go any further, we should know something about anatomy. Now, I have a chart here of the human body, and right at this spot here is where the elementary tract crosses the trachea, forming an intersection.
What a wonderful spot for a hamburger stall.
Now, Jack, let's see you double up the muscle in your arm.
Okay. There.
Where?
Right there.
I can't see it.
Well, it's in my arm someplace. You have a look for it.
Oh, goody, a scavenger hunt.
I can't find mine either. Oh, there it is.
Where?
Hiding behind a goose pimple.
Jack, there's nothing else for it. I'm afraid you're much too overweight. To the steam cabinet for you. Hop into the next room and jump into the belly, old thing.
Okay, and when I'm done on one side, I'll give you a call.
Now, Elsie, your trouble seems to be fallen arches all the way up to your chin. Oh, I'm a positive scream.
You can say that again.
I'm a positive scream.
All right.
Now, Elsie, hop up to your room and change. I'm sending you for a run around the block.
You want me to take long strides?
No, of course not. Just a pair of shorts.
What about me?
There's only one course for you. Dynamite.
I cut that out.
There, I knew you'd blow up. Oh, I'm a positive scream.
While the others are out of the room, I've got an idea. Jack wants women for his audience next week, so I'm getting some invitations printed. What about you giving them to the girls who attend your school?
Rightio, yes, of course. I'll give them to the girls when they're finished with Jim.
Lucky Jim.
Hey, Apollo.
Who's that?
It's Jack calling from the steam box.
Something's gone wrong in here, Mac. I'm a little worried. I've shrunk right down to half a pound.
Half a pound?
Half a pound? Oh, Jack, that's crazy. If you were down to half a pound, you'd look like a mouse.
That's what I'm worried about. Here comes the cat.
Cadbury's Dairy Milk Chocolate is superbly blended chocolate, just as smooth and creamy as a good chocolate can be. Yes, dairy milk is a delicious combination of wholesome flavor and nourishing goodness. The satisfying flavor comes from that Cadbury quality chocolate, while the goodness comes from the glass and a half of pure, fresh, full cream milk that goes into each half pound. Besides quality, you'll find dairy milk top value chocolate. The quarter pound block now costs only 2 shillings. The same weight is guaranteed, plus the same Cadbury quality. And that goes for Cadbury's Milk Lunch, Fruit and Nut, Candy Nut, Old Jamaica, and Energy Chocolates. Taste a square or two of Dairy Milk, and you'll be a Dairy Milk fan forever. The best milk, the best chocolate, is your best reason for saying, I want Cadbury's.
Hello. Hello, is that you, Sam? It's Perth. Yeah, I want you to do a little job for me on your printing press. No, not money this time. It's for a friend of mine. They're invitations, and I want you to put this. My darling, meet me at the Jack Happy Show at 8, longing to see you again. And sign it, Jack Happy. What? Yeah, I know it's forgery, but that's never bothered you before. Eh? Oh, well, in that case, sign it, Purse Brown. It won't make any difference so long as the girls turn up at Jack's show. Thanks, Sam. So long.
Purse? Who was that on the phone? You haven't got another girl, have you?
Who, me? Oh, no, Jelly Bean.
Are you sure?
Of course. You're the only girl for me. Come with me into the jungle. I will buy you a ring with the biggest stone you've ever seen.
But, Percy, you can't afford a big diamond.
Diamond? I didn't say a diamond, I said a stone. Jellybean, come to my arms. Do you know what these lips of mine were made for?
By the look of them, I should say a gummy shark.
How can I prove my love for you, Else?
Get a job.
Let's not talk business at a time like this. Not that sort of business, anyway. Oh, Jellybean. Oh.
Oh, please, Perth, stop breathing on me like that. You've singed my eyelashes.
Here's a song for the Cadbury Show from James Harris. From the New Moon, the romantic song softly as in a morning sunrise.
Love came to me, gay and tender. Love came to me, sweet surrender. Love came to me in bright romantic splendor. Fickle was she, faithful never, fickle. saucy and clever, so will it be forever. Love comes stealing into a newborn day. All flaming with all the glow of sunrise, a burning kiss is stealing the vow that all betray. For the passions that thrill love and lift you high to heaven are the passions that kill love and let you fall to hell. So ends it slowly, softly, as in an evening sunset, the light that gave you glory will take it
Nourishing milk. That's the reason why Cadbury's Dairy Milk Chocolate is not only good to eat, but so good for you. It's the reason, too, for that Cadbury perfect flavor. One deep bite of Dairy Milk Chocolate is enough to convince you that here is chocolate at its very best. Yes, Dairy Milk is so much smoother, so much creamier, thanks to that glass and a half of milk in each half pound. Remember, pure, fresh, full cream milk plus Cadbury quality chocolate means rich flavor in each thick, chunky square. Buy a 2 shilling quarter pound block of Dairy Milk chocolate when next you want a feast of nourishment and flavor. At any time, Dairy Milk chocolate is your best reason for I want Cadbury's.
Well, you wouldn't think a whole week had passed, would you, Perth?
My Jack, time certainly flies. Just think, your radio show's on again tonight.
Yeah, and it may be my last. I only hope there's a big audience of women.
Well, it won't be my fault if there's not.
So what was that?
I said, what sort of a line have you got? I mean, for your show. Any good jokes?
Any good jokes, Joe. Well, how do you like this one? The policeman was walking through the park when he shone his torch on a couple kissing on a park bench. He said, hey, what's going on here? And the man on the bench said, oh, it's all right, Constable, I'm just kissing my wife. The policeman said, oh, sorry, I didn't realize it was your wife. And the man said, neither did I till you shone the torch on her. Isn't it a good one?
Never mind, Jack. You can always sell papers.
Oh, there you are. Are you going to the rehearsal of Jack's show this morning?
Yes, Jillibean. When he starts telling those jokes, he'll need some protection.
Well, I'll say goodbye, Elsie. I'm going to rehearse all day for what may be my last broadcast. Tonight could be my farewell to show business.
Oh, but Jack, you know what they say. There's no business like show business.
Yeah, but after tonight, they'll just say there's no business. Oh, he laughs in the face of adversity.
What's an adversity, Pert?
It's a college for advertising men.
Well, farewell. I go to meet my fate with my head held high in the air.
Oh, that's how I'd like to see what you could do, Pert. Go out holding your head high in the air.
That's how an old friend of mine went out once.
When was this?
When they sprang the trapdoor. Ah, by the way, while I'm at the rehearsal, will you press me out the trousers? I'll lift them on the sofa, else.
All right, Purse, dear. And Purse, tell me something before you go. Will you love me when I'm old and feeble?
Of course I do. So long, Gilliver.
Bye, Purse. Now, where's the trousers you wanted ironed? Ah, here they are. Wonder what he's left in the pockets. I think I'll have a look. Hello? What's this? An invitation card. My darling, meet me at the Jack Happy Show at 8, longing to see you, Purse Brown. Oh, no. And what's this? A whole list of girls' names. Why, that first brown is nothing but a wolf. What have these girls got that I haven't finished with? I'll go and see some of these females, and I'll give them a piece of my mind. Where's my hat? No wonder Perth signs his name with a thumb mark and two X's. He's a dirty double crosser. Oh, excuse me, miss, but I was wondering if you could help me.
Of course I can, love. Here's a shilling for a cup of cocoa.
No, no. I'm a private investigator, and I want to know if you've ever heard of Perth Brown.
Oh, yes, love. Perth and I have a date tonight. That's why I've got my hair up in these clips.
Oh, I thought you were being attacked by butterflies.
Good old Perth. It's a funny thing, you know. I can't recall meeting him before. The name seems familiar, but I just can't place him.
I'll place him 6 feet under when I get my hands on him. I'm not an investigator at all. I'm his fiancée.
Oh, you poor dear. Oh, look, Dutch, I know just how you feel. A chap I was engaged to once gave me the double cross, so my husband taught him a lesson. You know something? He kept apologizing all the time. He kept going round on the cement mixer.
Good gracious. Did you teach him a lesson?
I'll say. He turned out a real solid citizen. Oh, but Perth and I are really going to paint the town tonight.
Oh, but Perth isn't a hothead like that. He's cool, calm and collected.
Yeah, so was my fiancé. When he was cool and calm, the boys collected him. Toodaloo, ducks.
Oh, dear. I hope this one hasn't got a date with Perth, too.
Hello. What is it?
What do you mean, what is it? It's a lady and my name's Ilsie. What are you doing with my purse?
Now, just a minute, honey. I'm no bag snatcher.
I'm Bent Purse Brown.
Oh, Purse. Why, sure. See, we're going to live it up tonight. Oh, what a sweet note he sent. My darling, I'm longing to see you.
But, he's a man and you're a woman.
That only makes it more interesting.
Have you been out with Perth before?
No. As a matter of fact, I haven't been out with a single man in 5 years.
You haven't?
They're usually married.
Oh, dear, poor Perth. I'm sure he doesn't know what he's letting himself in for. You know, you're just not his type at all.
Don't worry, honey. I'll wear my full-length, tight-fitting evening gown. I'll show him what I'm made of. Goodbye, honey.
Hi, Jellybone. I've come home. Am I on time to hear Jack's show?
Perth Brown, don't you dare speak to me. What are you doing here? What about the dates you've got with all those women?
Dates?
My darling, I am longing to see you.
Oh, gee. Jellybean, you're so romantical.
I'm not, but you are. Those words were on an invitation signed by your name, and there was a list of women a mile long.
I don't know any women a mile long.
Don't avoid the issue. I found them in your trousers.
Eh? I can explain it all, Jellybean.
Well, your explanation had better be good.
It was a publicity stunt. I sent those romantical invitations to the women at the charm school just to get an audience for Jack's show tonight. It's a publicity stunt, Jellybean. Don't tell me you were jealous.
Oh, me? Jealous? Don't be so silly, Percy Brown.
Oh, good. Then I'll just drink me orange juice and go...
No, 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 no. Oh, not that drink. That's the one with the ground glass in it.
Oh, well, I'll just sit down here in this chair.
Oh, no, 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 Percy, not in that chair. I set the bear trap in that one.
Well, do you mind if I open the window for a breath of fresh air?
Oh, be careful, Percy. You might set off the shotgun.
Are you sure you weren't jealous, Else?
Percy, whatever gave you that idea?
Ah, that'll be Jack happy to thank me for getting all those women in his audience. Hello?
Pert, is that you,
Pert? Yeah, Jack, it's me, all right. You in the studio?
No, I was forced out of there by the crowd. There are hundreds of them.
Wonderful. You must be more popular than you thought.
They didn't want me, Pert. They were after you.
Me?
Yeah, I tried to make them stay, but they tortured me till I told them where to find you. They're on their way to see you now. Oh, boy, what a mob.
Where are you ringing from?
Casualty ward of the hospital.
Blimey. Hey, Jellybean, take the phone. I have to prepare myself for this wonderful reception I'm about to have. I didn't realize what appeal I had for the women.
Is that you, Jack? Oh, is that so?
Quick, I must dress up. What'll I wear?
Your shorts and boxing gloves, Purse.
What? But I want to look my best for the women when they arrive here.
Purse, Jack just said the women didn't turn up at the studio after all.
They didn't. Then who's the crowd that want to see me?
Their husbands, Purse.
Everywhere, lovers of good chocolate acclaim Cadbury's Dairy Milk Chocolate. They say that Dairy Milk is the smoothest chocolate of them all. The reason is, of course, the full quota of milk. There's a glass and a half of milk in each half pound of Dairy Milk, plus Cadbury quality chocolate, both blended to make each square thick and chunky. That's what makes Dairy Milk Chocolate rich and satisfying from first bite to last. Buy Dairy Milk in the quarter pound block for only 2 shillings. You get 21 thick, chunky squares of really creamy chocolate, plus the same guaranteed weight and quality. Ask for Dairy Milk at your chocolate counter tomorrow. Join the ever-increasing number who insist on the best by saying, I want Cadbury's. In tonight's Cadbury Show, you heard Frank Strain as Mr. Apollo, Margaret Christensen as the girls in the case, John Million as Jack Happy, Kevin Brennan as our old friend Purse, and as Elsie, Rita Paunceford. Songs by Val de Bagnell and James Harris, the music of Wilbur Kentwell, script by Hugh Stuckey, production, No Judge. Now, this is Reginald Goldsworthy saying goodnight to you all from the Cadbury Show.